The sequester cut more than $7 million from Head Start in Washington State, forcing local program directors like Matthew Solomon to make some hard decisions. After just a few years serving about a dozen families at a time, Solomon had to shut down a Head Start classroom in Wishram, Washington, a small town along the Columbia Gorge where almost all of its 350 residents live in poverty.
In these rural areas, when you're cutting small amounts of people, it's a large portion of the population. Unlike a large urban area where if you cut a small percentage, there's other services in the large areas. There's lots of other resources in those large communities. And in these areas, there aren't. There's nothing.
A total of 750 fewer children will be served this year in Washington. Nationally, federal cuts are affecting more than 57,000 kids. While some programs are closing, others are operating with fewer staff, pay cuts, and in some cases, shorter school days. Not only does Head Start prepare low-income children for school, it requires a lot of participation from parents. In return, families get help with things such as finding jobs and affordable housing. The sting of losing federal dollars is being eased by a recent decision by state lawmakers to increase early childhood education funding by $22 million, money that will become available next year. It's unclear how much of that will be directed towards the families who got squeezed out of Head Start. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.